Hey everyone, it's Seth Lind. I play Nermit Bundeloy. Maybe not the coolest crew member on Mission to Zix, but safe to say the shortest. It is the Max Fun Drive, the time when we celebrate this amazing listener-supported podcast network we are proud to call home, Maximum Fun. It's also the time when we get to thank the people without whom this show would truly, truly not exist. And I mean you, the Max Fun member who clicked Mission to Zix when joining. Thank you so, so much. You are what makes it possible not just for us to make this show, but to put it out into the world for anyone to listen to for free. And that's precisely because the show is supported by listeners who are in a position to help us make it. And I am here to invite you to join them. I noticed a comment on one of our Facebook posts the other day from a listener named Lucas. I'm just going to pull it up here. Here's what he said. And he said I could quote it here. This comment struck me just because it was so sincere and sweet. Here it is. He said, "It always makes me so happy to hear this podcast. It is my favorite because you all make me smile. I work in a sawmill and lumberyard, and I need to keep my mind busy. So many podcasts are about true crime and depressing stuff, but when I get to listen to Mission to Zix, it makes my day so much happier. I hope your fun drive goes well. I wish I had the funds right now to donate. I would send thousands if I could, but I will continue to tell everyone I know about Mission to Zix." Thank you, Lucas, for the comment and for telling people about the show. That is its own amazing donation. And thank you, listener who supports the show financially via Maximum Fun, for making the show exist for everyone out there in Lucas's position or any position like that, because that's the thing. It's especially important to us at a time like this that we're in now with a economy crushing pandemic, when so many people's employment and finances have been thrown for a loop, for us to be able to put this incredibly laborious show out for free, that is more important to us than it's ever been. But part of that bargain is the trust that to someone, maybe you, it's actually not free. Right? That's kind of the contradiction inherent in this, is that in order to keep this thing free for a select group of people, it isn't. But rather, it's something you pay a little bit for, or however much you can or want to, so that other people can benefit from it. So if you love the show and are in a position to support it, we would be just honestly delighted if you would join now over at MaximumFun.org/join. If this is resonating with you, I'd ask you just hit pause right now and join up before you forget. It's the kind of thing that we all just think, yeah, that seems right, and we don't get to it. So just hit pause, and the show will be here when you're back. Did you hit pause? Did it feel good to join? Okay. Here's the episode. It is a really fun one featuring a guest we've wanted to get on the show for a long time. And thank you so much for making this show exist.
It is a time of chaos. Without a ruler, the galaxy is paralyzed by lawlessness, unrest, and of course, the colossal All Wheat, which looks like a bruise with an event horizon. Now, Captain Dar and their intrepid crew must survive the looming threats, reunite a fractured galaxy, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission to Zix.
Did you get a chance to finish Bargee's script?
Yeah.
No, I agree. It's amazing.
Yeah, I do.
Right? And also, it's felt like none of the characters announced, like, what their quirky traits were. They were just themselves, like, the whole time. Exactly.
Are we talking about Marty Scott?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Horsat and I both finished it. Did you finish it?
It's fantastic.
Right? I mean, I don't mean to sound so surprised, but... Okay, it is... Horsehead has a point. It is a little surprising, but, you know, Bargie's been in the business for a long time.
Are you guys talking about Bargie's script?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so many pages, right?
Did you get through it?
No, I mean, I, like, started it.
Sure, yeah.
I'm asking if you finished.
Like, what's finishing it? You know what I mean?
Are you guys talking about the All Wheat?
No.
You know, it's funny. None of us really ever think about the All Wheat. You know?
It's really not.
Just you.
Well, it's sort of a galactic existential
hey,
threat.
Are you guys
sure.
talking about Bargie's script?
We actually are Bargie.
Yeah, Bargie.
Yeah, Bargie.
Garbage, right? Completely garbage, terrible. Worst
hey,
thing I've ever
Bargie.
Done.
This script.
I hate it.
It's great.
Yeah, I mean, to piggyback on what Horsehead is saying, it's really refreshing.
And to piggyback on what everyone else is saying, you know, there's so many pages to it, and I just thought it was really tight
AJ,
and printed out.
Please stop trying to piggyback C-53. It's not an actual... It's not It's not a literal piggyback.
Okay,
it's a conceptual piggyback.
Right, but just to piggyback on that...
Get off!
Okay, all right. Yeah.
Well, I just want to say, I appreciate everyone reading my script, okay? But don't worry about it, because I already deleted it. It's over.
Bargie, what? No!
Bargie.
I thought I'd write something honest for a change. Really put myself into it.
Yeah, that came across in the script.
I threw it away and said I'm writing a spec for Shirk 5.
Shirk 5? Don't
no, worry. Not Shirk 5, don't the Shirksicle.
We don't
no
need
one wants...
another Shirk movie.
And especially not a musical version. No, Bargie,
was
please.
Does Donkey sing in it?
Yeah.
Yes. I'll read that.
I thought Donkey died at the end of Shirk 4.
Wait, what? Is that how you interpreted that? I thought he just
It doesn't matter. They always resurrect Donkey. It's just so... It's always without consequences.
No, I straight up killed Donkey in the first page.
Wow.
What?
Oh, so when you say spec, you are writing fantasy fiction.
Like, you were talking about the old
Yeah.
No, you know what? It's fine. I understand you guys don't think or talk or worry or
dream
about
look.
The all week quite as much.
You know what I mean? He has that.
What?
He has that kind of look in his eye. Does anyone ever know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
that
yeah.
kind
of oh, yeah.
to the surface of his eyeball, yeah.
Kind of look the donkey has in the first page right before he takes his own life.
What?
Bargie, I want to see that Shirk 5. I want to hear about Donkey. I'm almost sure you should probably bring him back. Because if there's anything people love, it's when a beloved character that everyone thought was annoying dies and then comes back.
Captain Dar, I have an incoming transmission from temporary emergency emissarial negotiations missions operations manager, Nermit Bundeloy.
Hello, Nermit.
Hey, crew.
What is up?
Bargie, this script is incredible.
Oh, thank you so much. Is it you're talking about Shirk 5?
I'm definitely not talking about Shirk 5.
Because, spoiler, there's more of my real life in that one, I'll tell you that.
Oh, boy.
Do we have a mission, Nermit?
Yeah, what's our mission, man?
Yeah, of course. So, the PR coming off of having promised that zombification would help the galaxy is, as you can imagine, a little rough. So, we've arranged a photo op, so you will be meeting Sisu Gundu at the Plenteous Children's Hospital.
Okay. We're supporting Sisu at the hospital?
What is our role?
You're going to be kind of like background. It's a time where the children have all been annoyingly mostly cured, so they need people to kind of fill up beds in the background of
that
the photo shoot.
Right.
Yeah,
so you guys are going to... Well, from far, if you're far enough in the background, they're really desperate, so they're going to move the beds kind of further back, and you're going to be in the back of shots playing sick children because there are not enough sick
people. I don't know.
A little disingenuous.
I mean, I'm sick, so, I mean...
Well, AJ's in.
I mean, I guess anything for Sisu.
Yeah.
Thank you. So here are the coordinates to Plenteous.
Oh, you know what, Norman? Actually, let me punch those coordinates in for you. I don't mind.
That's not really something that you normally do.
Punch in the coordinates here.
Like, I could just transfer these coordinates straight to Margie.
You take a break, C-53. You're always doing stuff in your cube and with Margie interfacing.
Almost no effort.
Yeah, well, you know, I like to get my hands dirty sometimes, punch in a coordinate or two, so...
I guess you still technically don't have a job in the crew, so if this makes you feel better, I guess...
Sure. Yeah, you know, Nermit's right. Plek, anything to get that look out of your eye.
All right, I'm sending them straight to your data pad, Plek.
Okay.
So here are the coordinates to Plenteous, specifically the Little Bill Preemptive Memorial Wing.
What does that mean?
We're holding on, but... Obviously not for long.
Oh, that's not great.
Well, he's been terminally ill for a long time. It can't, you know, like...
He can't last. Don't love that.
Yeah, it seems like he's had a good run so far. How old is Little Bill at this point?
Who is this?
Little Bill's 41.
Hey, Plek. Plek.
Yes?
When you're punching in the numbers, could you scratch the third number? It kind of itches.
Wait, you mean three? The number three?
I don't know, just the third one. Next to one and two, whatever that's called.
Okay, that'd be three.
I don't pay attention to numbers. Okay. Just scratch it.
Okay.
But like a deep scratch. That's too light, like a deep, deep scratch. Alright, yeah, that's good, that's really good. Alright.
Alright, let's hit the old hyperspace lanes.
What?
Indeed.
Okay, hit it.
My greetings to noobs and papas alike. It is I, Zima Master Kia Rondo, with stereophonic audio log entry 212. Though who can say when this audio shall find its way to your ears? The internet on Zima Prime has been down for a good 7 months, ever since an unknown disturbance in the space knocked out all our stuff. We'll just assume everything is fine and the galaxy is fresh as ever. But I digress. Today I wish to impart to you my love of a most magnificent pair of devices, my Raycon earbuds. For you see, these wireless earbuds sound incredible, delivering pristine clarity, thumpy bass, seamless Bluetooth pairing, and a compact design at about half the price of other premium wireless earbuds. I have used these bad boys for everything from conference calls with the other masters to analyzing Beatlemen records to binging podcasts, and these earbuds, in my case, the Everyday E25 earbud, in blue, for blue is the freshest color, allow me to listen to my audio, and not whatever my roommate is watching, or the drum circle, or whatever that little wooden boy is prattling on about.
Well, be there, mister! Well, I just got a letter from my pen pal saying that the Emperor fused with a bean and became a...
And believe me, my expertise in audio comes from the very fabric of the space itself, which imbued me with the power to harness the aural vibrations of the universe. Plus, I was a stock boy at A.G. Cornax and Sons all throughout high school, so I know audio equipment, friend. Raycon earbuds are stylish and discreet, with 6 hours of playtime and top-notch noise isolation. So before you go dropping hundreds of croon on a pair of earbuds, check out Raycon and heed my words. Right now, get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/zix. That's buyraycon.com/zix for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. Now, as a resident Zima Master here, I should probably talk to Spurch about why no ship has docked on Zima Prime for 7...
Hey, everyone. I have something to admit to you.
You don't know how to put in coordinates?
No, I actually do know how to put in coordinates.
You're a clone?
What? No, why would that be what I...
It's
no.
Weird, isn't it?
Hear me out, okay? I punched in these coordinates after the call with Nermit. This is more important than our mission, okay?
Wait,
this is the real mission.
Wait, hold on. Is that why you wanted to punch in the coordinates?
Yes, they did. Thank you for catching up.
Yes.
Decided to punch in the coordinates so that he could... Oh!
Listen, guys. I'm sorry I lied to you, but this is...
I know what this place is.
What you do?
I know where we are. We're at They Teen Magazine headquarters. Oh, they did a story on me once that said they'd be too old.
I mean...
I'll never forget.
Yeah,
did
that's...
Use the name of the magazine in the article, Dave?
That's right. All the magazine headlines start with a they.
Yeah,
the thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
sexy dresses.
What? Are you joking? Kidding me right now? You took us to the magazine headquarters?
Yes, okay.
Everyone, listen. I know we just spent a lot of time getting our sallow makeup perfect. But if this is what Plek needs...
Thank you, Captain.
All right.
Bargy, can you open the hatch?
All right.
We didn't want to pose in the background of a photo at an empty children's hospital. That sounds terrible.
I mean, it didn't sound...
Some questions are just too big for us to be able to figure out on our own. I've been struggling with what my destiny should be for months now. And I realize there's only one person who can answer my questions. It's Maxie Wiggs.
None of us read They Teen, so you're going to have to tell us who that is.
Maxie Wiggs is the advice columnist at They Teen. Every single week, she cranks out this incredible advice for people all over the galaxy with these crazy personal questions.
But hold on. You think Maxie Wiggs is going to give you a 26-year-old man pithy advice about your destiny as a Xeno warrior?
Listen. C-53, this magazine isn't called Girl Teen. It's not called Kid Teen. It's called They Teen. That encompasses everyone, all of us.
It's called They Teen.
Okay, that part is secondary.
Okay, so I guess we just tell this receptionist that we need to see Maxie Wiggs?
Yes. Yes.
Hey! Hey!
Hello, did you sick children...
What?
Sick children.
Win a wish
we're
to come
children.
To the
oh,
they...
The makeup.
No. We are...
You
we
wanted
are,
to come to the...
We are sick children. We're...
oh,
very
my goodness.
Children
oh,
teens.
Very rarely do you they make their wish to come here. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. We would like to speak with Maxie Wiggs, please.
Who are we to say no to?
Sick children... oh no,
this way. I'm gonna move these boxes out of the way. Maxie keeps a lot of storage boxes kind of blocking
them. These are my treasures!
Okay, and Maxie, these sick kids are here specifically for you.
Okay. Come in, just step over the porcelain figures. Don't knock any of this over. These are all very expensive.
Yeah, you really managed to pack a lot of stuff into this little office.
You know, I don't think C and I are going to sit in here.
Maybe we just leave it to you two.
Okay. Oh,
okay.
I'm going to piggyback on that and literally jump on you, C. Okay.
No. Okay, well, I thought you all wanted to talk to me. If that's not the case, then
no,
that's
no,
fine.
No, Miss Wiggs, we want to talk to you desperately.
I'll stick around. Mm.
Thank you, AJ. My name is Plek Dexeter.
Mm.
I'm a Zima Knight, and I've been a subscriber to They Teen for 14 years.
Oh, wow. Did you come here to get a sticker?
No. I came to get advice from you.
Well, hold on. Wait a second. Hey, Steve, what's the sticker situation like?
You got stickers AJ. For people who've had a membership a long time. So you get a sticker every year, you get a membership. So you guys got 14 stickers to turn to this point. They're gold stars. They look like planets. They're all very beautiful.
Wow, these are all great. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
Scott just sniffed that one.
Oh, whoa. Oh, yeah, it smells like space.
Wow, cool.
Yeah.
Listen, Miss Wiggs, I'm not here for a sticker. I'm here for advice.
Well, you came to the right place.
Help.
You know, I've been writing advice for my whole entire life, actually. I came out of my mother, and the first thing the doctor asked me was what he should do about his wife cheating on him.
What? Really?
Mm-hmm.
What? Do you remember what you said, or was it...
I cried, and he said, that's right, I guess I should express myself.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
You were sort of born to do it.
It's an innate gift.
I know you have a gift. I haven't gotten a letter through to the magazine, I think because I'm more than a decade older than most of your subscribers. But I just know you can help me.
What's your issue? What's your problem? What's your issue?
Okay. Oh, this is amazing. This is amazing. I destroyed the Emperor of the Galaxy, who then turned into an enormous flaming black hole. I think that it's my purpose to fly into the All-Wheat and see what's on the other side. But I know it puts myself at risk. It puts my best friends, my ship at risk.
Mm-hmm.
It puts the entire galaxy at risk if I don't do it.
Wow, this is really heavy. All right, I'm going to give you a little quiz, and then this will kind of help me narrow you down a little bit.
Okay, all right.
Okay, it's a multiple choice. So you see your friend is in your class, and they're cheating on a test, and the teacher asks you after class, who cheated? Do you A, tell on your friend? Do you B, say you cheated? Or do you C, say you didn't see anything?
I guess see.
He's just gonna lie and say you didn't see anything.
Well, I mean, they're my friend.
Apology.
AJ.
Number two. Your friend is always complaining about their body. Do you A, tell them they look great? B, tell them something they could work on? Or C, say you didn't hear them?
I mean, are those the only three options? I feel like you could probably be a little more diplomatic.
Is the combat unit, have they not been conditioning properly?
AJ, I'm trying to get to the bottom of a real issue here. You're
I'm sorry. I'm just gonna look, not touch, but look at some of these figurines. So.
Oh, do not touch that.
I won't be touching them. Just looking.
Those are from some of the original clowns that have ever been.
Whoa.
What?
Originals? Like some of the first class?
Those are porcelains of them.
What does that mean?
Well, you want me to take you back in time? There was originally clowns that we all base our clowns on now that we know. Uh-huh. And they were the original. And then they had merch. And they bought it.
Okay.
Ancient clown porcelain. Incredible.
Maxie, hi. I have a very important conversation we need to have. Do you want to have it in private, or do you want to have it out loud in front of these strangers?
Anything you could say to me, you could say to these guys.
Okay.
Maxie,
as you know, the teen has, we're not doing the best financially this quarter.
What?
And unfortunately, we're going to have to let some people go.
Are you kidding me right now?
And despite your many years here,
okay.
Where's he going with
this? We think maybe it's in your best interest.
I'll stop you right there.
What's happening?
I'll stop you right there because I can't hear you. Option C, I can't hear you.
Option C, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I can't hear what you're saying.
Okay.
So if I can't hear, then I don't think I can really follow through on whatever your desire is.
Okay, well, I think you understand what I mean, so if you could, by the end of the day...
It would take me days, weeks, months, years to get all this stuff out of here, so I feel like it's easier if I just stay. And you could just work around that.
There's no option C in life, Maxie. Goodbye.
To be determined.
Maxie, this is...
Yeah, no,
this
no,
is
no.
terrible. You're a pillar of the Thetine community. They can't fire you.
You know what? They've been using a picture of a young woman as my image in the magazine for years, and I think this is ageist.
I think so, too. I mean, as a 26-year-old subscriber to Thetine, I totally understand where you're coming from when you say
See?
That.
See? I've always said Thetine should be for everyone of all
yes,
ages.
Yes, that's what the they refers to. That's what the they is in Thetine.
That's what I've always said.
You can put me down.
Okay.
I'm not super hungry, so I don't really want to raid any snack areas, but
What other departments might they have here?
Nobody's clicking on the ads.
Oh.
Not for us. No. All right. Let's see here.
Take your hats off. Yes. Take your hats off.
Oh, that's... Okay. No. Wait. Let's see.
What?
This is for you and me.
Gossip Central.
Ooh, yes. Dar alikey.
That's just poker.
Yeah. I'm just. Let's see what's here. This is the cube that holds all the gossip.
Oh, are you kidding me?
All of it?
All the gossip?
Oh, hold on, Darth. There's fine print here. If you pick up the cube, something consequences.
Pick up.
Oh, boy.
Get your phalanges on this one, Steve. Come on.
Okay. Here we go.
Oh, Steve, hold on. I think someone's coming in.
Oh, man! Here, I'll just take the cube.
Jared, are you going to finish that sandwich?
No, I think it's...
Oh, Jared!
Remember
your name? The cube's are going to
be... The name is activating something.
Oh, there's a lot in here.
Jared, you wily rascal.
We gotta tell people about this.
Oh, yeah, who could we tell? I guess we could just start going office to office.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he seems sad and like he could do with some hot goss.
If the banner was the full width of the site, I think we could get the...
Hey.
Excuse us.
Excuse me. Huh? Yeah.
How do you feel about hot goss?
I mean, I don't like to pass it on, but I like to hear it.
Okay.
All right.
Do you know Jared?
Maxie, I know things are difficult for you right now at 18, but if you could just help me with this problem. The fate of the galaxy rests on it.
We're so close to getting the answer. I need to figure out what type you are so I can figure out how to best solve your problem.
Oh, I've got to figure out the type.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Sure.
Okay. Next question is this. You're having a birthday party. You want to invite everyone from your whole school, but you don't like everyone. So, do you A, okay, invite everyone anyway, B, only invite the kids you like, or C, pretend you didn't hear it was your birthday, and then you just see how it shakes out.
Yeah. Sorry, Maxie. I just feel like
see,
I just feel like.
See, oh, see.
Why would you? Would you do that, AJ?
I love this. So, and I'm gonna say you said C for the last one, which is pretend you didn't hear your friend when they were talking about their body.
Fine. Okay. Okay. Great.
So what this means is you're a really great person, and you have a good, strong belief system, but you also are a bit of a coward. So this is where
really
kind of your issues come into play.
Wow. I gotta say, Maxie.
No, hold on. What it means you should do is you should have the confidence to ask anyone out that you want to ask out, and you shouldn't be afraid of the rejection.
Yeah, right. Pop, you should ask out whoever you want to ask out.
See? AJ's got an answer for you.
Yeah.
You know, Maxie, even though you sort of pushed me into answering C for all of those, and even though my question has nothing to do with dating, you really summed me up. I'm optimistic. I want to do what's best, but I'm a little bit of a coward.
Well, the quiz is always right, which is why they should keep me around here, because these quizzes have been helping teens for many, many eons.
Well, you know, I try to be brave, but sometimes, you know, I just don't know what path to take. I mean, I spent months studying the space. I learned how to use my dinglehopper. I dueled the Emperor on top of
What's that, a comb, dinglehopper?
No, it's a wood saber. I mean, I don't want to brag. It's sort of the most powerful. It's the most powerful wood saber in the galaxy.
Interesting.
It actually is infused with the power of the space.
Wow.
Even though it's stuff.
Well, okay, well, then maybe you can help me, because that lady who keeps walking in keeps trying to fire me. So what would you do if you were me? Because it's getting a little bit scary.
Wait, you want my advice?
If you could. I know it sounds crazy because I'm the advice lady, but it's happening to me.
Right.
Well, you know what I think you should tell her is that you're the reason that Dateen is great. You give the subscribers something to look forward to. And I guess, you know, it always gave me something to hope for, that if I ever had a really big problem, that you might be able to help me out.
Wow.
Sorry to interrupt. I you have guests here. You don't. Is this something I'd rather
same
talk
guests.
To you in
We're
private?
Actually the same guests
still
from before.
The class.
Or would you like me to just say it in front of these strangers?
They know me better than anyone.
Okay.
I mean, you look at somebody's ancient porcelain clown collection, and you, you know.
Yeah. Okay. So as you know, Dateen has not done well financially this past quarter, but the new worst development is that the gossip cube that fuels all of our content has gone missing. So if that's not found by the end of the day, I think we're all going to have to pack up like you to roam free.
Wait, hold on.
Yes.
I have something I need to say now.
Okay.
I know that I have did many things that is very good for this magazine.
Yes, that is.
And
yes.
I have did many things that have changed it for the teens and all ages and allowed everyone to read it.
Yeah, that's
pretty
it.
Close.
And I have did many things that people have thought is good, and I have did a lot.
Wow, Papa,
here
like
because
I
did good.
But it's not good. Yeah. It doesn't sound good.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like she's so used to giving good advice that she just doesn't know how to take advice. Maybe that's what it is.
I have did good and no bad because...
No, Maxie, you got this. Just, you got to believe in yourself.
All of what I didn't do is respected because it wasn't bad, because everyone was thinking it was good. And when they got the magazine, they thought, it's good. I'm done.
Gonna go now.
All right, you could go. That was close.
That was perfect.
You liked it.
I loved it.
You know, we got some looks because we're carrying this cube around, but I feel better having the cube in my hands.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, you saw the way Carol was looking at us, but I know things about Carol now.
Yeah, things that Carol doesn't want you to know.
We know.
Doesn't it make your fingers feel good to touch the cube, right?
Yeah, the cube... Won't stop vibrating, and I'm losing.
The gossip pages have disappeared from the site.
The gossip pages have disappeared.
No gossip, and that's the main traffic driver, and nobody's clicking on it.
I think we should go down a different hallway.
Okay, yep. No,
I can take the cube away from us.
My name is Lorcan.
Oh, wait. Lorcan.
Oh, Lorcan. You got some secrets in, don't you?
Yes.
Nobody met us at reception. We were supposed to get a
tour. This is my twin brother, Borkin.
I'm Borkin.
Oh, no. Now we know the name.
Well, you shouldn't have told us your name, Borkin, because now we know a lot about you.
Lorcan, you should know that Lorcan kicked your sandcastle, and that's the reason why you lost the contest, not because a rogue wave came crashing in.
Lorcan said it was a rogue wave.
And Lorcan, you should know that your favorite blue shirt that you thought was lost. And Lorcan took it and he spilled chocolate on it, so he threw it in the garbage, and that's why you can't find it anymore.
I would never.
But here's the juiciest piece of the pie.
I thought the earliest part was juicy. What's coming next?
You're actually Lorcan.
No.
You're actually Borkin.
Wait, so I kicked the sandcastle?
No, they just confused. They got confused.
Mixed up. Oh, they wanted to tell you, but you couldn't tell you because it was too late.
Oh, no.
In your heads, you were Borkin and Lorcan, and now you're Lorcan and Borkin.
Now we're Lorcan. I hate this tour.
So when Mom says she loves Lorcan the best,
your mom picked a favorite between twins? Between
yes.
Between terminally ill twins?
Yeah, it was a weird decision.
Very odd.
All right, we're off. See you later.
No!
I actually feel really, really confident after that pep talk.
Yeah?
I'm not even afraid. Let her come back in here, because I'll show her was what...
That's great. Mm-hmm. And what I always say is lock and load.
I want to write that down.
Just write
How do you spell that?
What?
How do you spell that?
How do you spell lock and load?
How do you spell lock and load?
Yeah,
it's
L-O-C-K.
C-K? What did you think it was?
And then what?
Well, and...
A-N-D.
Okay.
Interesting. Bob.
And then it was say...
Load. L-O-A-D.
L-O-A-D.
A-L-O-A-D. What?
No.
Load.
L-O-A-D.
Load.
Lock and load.
Next thing,
remember that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
You're the writer of the column, though, the advice column, right?
I write the column. Here we go.
Yeah. It's a magazine, which is actually a very important magazine because it's very important for teens and all ages.
No, I said that. I said that to you.
The magazine is important because it finds your destiny.
Yeah.
Right. Plek, you found your destiny. And I think my destiny might be collecting porcelain victories. I really am, like, vibing with these.
The original clowns?
Yeah.
Gotta go online.
Okay. And just type in...
L-O-C-K.
Wait,
A-N-D
L-O-A-D Clowns. It'll never steer you wrong. That's what you always say.
You're right. I'll go and find porcelain clown figures by typing in lock and load into a search bar.
Just wanted to say.
Anything you could say to me, you say in front of my family. They are my family, and they can hear it.
That's right.
Yeah, I think she said we're friends, and then that we know
we're
her better than
now.
Anyone, and then family.
No, but we're family now.
I just want to make sure I'm keeping track.
Yeah.
Well, I brought a guest. This is Stephen from Ad Sales. Just to reiterate the point about how we're doing financially. So,
you love the column.
Thank you.
So, they're not clicking on the ads. I think we got out of business.
Okay, why does everyone keep saying this?
All right, listen, Stephen from advertising. And I'm sorry, what's your name?
Maxie.
No, not
AJ.
You, Maxie. What's your name, miss?
AJ.
No, AJ. I'm talking to the woman who's trying to fire Maxie Wiggs.
Oh, okay.
Susan, they.
You're the owner of They Teen?
Yes.
She founded the magazine.
Huh.
Mrs. They.
It's Miss They. I have not engaged in marital status yet.
Oh, okay.
She's really banking on this one guy she's seeing. She thinks it's going the right way, but based on her quizzes, I have other opinions.
Okay.
Susan, listen, don't you see what's happening? Maxie Wiggs is the heart and soul of They Teen. And I think you could learn something from her, right? You have problems at the magazine. You have problems in your personal life.
Yes.
I'm telling you, Maxie can fix them.
And at the farm?
I mean, yeah, maybe she could. Maybe she can fix stuff at the farm. What's going on at the farm?
Is that 18 related, or is it kind of your own?
No,
we're going to get into the farm now.
Every CEO needs a hobby farm.
Susan, what's going on? Why is the magazine going under?
Print isn't the future.
What?
Really?
You said that a lot, that it is the future.
It's the past. Also, all the people who have been subscribing seem to be over 18.
Okay. Right.
Not the demo.
Here's a suggestion. Why don't you just change the magazine to They?
Now, this is why I brought him in.
Wait a second.
I don't think she brought us here, did she? Papa.
Susan.
And I said we need to have big changes because we're going under.
Steve, that's a really good idea.
Did she bring us here? I thought you brought us here.
No, AJ, just relax and listen.
Hey, that's new. That's, I'd click on that.
Would it be online?
We do have an online version already, to be clear. That's where they're not clicking.
But what about the gossip queue? Without it, we have nothing to gossip about.
Maybe what teens and adults alike need isn't gossip. It's the truth.
print truth?
Yeah, what? This type of rebrand and pivot, it costs a lot of money. And the magazine, well, it's fallen on hard times.
Yeah, we know.
We know that it's...
Maxie,
yeah,
do your guests have the funds? The venture capital to make it happen?
What?
You're talking to us?
Yeah.
No, we don't have any money.
Okay, I'm just going to leave these boxes here. Again, take your time. It's not being fired. We don't use that word. We use going to pasture.
That's worse, because it feels like a value judgment.
Okay, so I'm going to pasture.
To the farm. You're going to the farm.
I'm going to the farm.
It's too much.
The gas is too hot.
It's too hot.
You guys using the printer or?
It's the lab guy. Listen, lab guy.
I have a name.
What's your name?
Tough guy.
My name's Steve.
Steve.
I am tough, yeah. You know what makes me tougher is if they were clicking on the air.
Steve! Are you sick? Oh, hot piece of ass!
Maxie?
Yeah. Hi, Susan.
Hi, sorry, I don't want to... Am I interrupting? Who are these
people? No. You can say anything you want in front of my bosses here. These are my two bosses. These are my best friends. Very close employees.
As you know, the company has not been doing well. But recently...
Susan, you don't have to open every conversation like that. We've heard this four times in the last 20 minutes. Yeah.
I just wanted to say...
We're all on the same page.
Yeah.
It turns out that the gossip queue had been taken by two very sick children, one of them huge, and the other made of metal.
Wait, that's Darn C-53.
No, Papa, she said they're sick children.
No.
Anyway, they unlocked some critical gossip revealing that the magazine's profits were actually all piled under someone's desk.
What?
Perfect hiding space.
Amazing.
It seems like Steve, in advertising, was hoarding all of the money himself.
I admit it. They were clicking on the ads. They were clicking the ads, and I just rerouted it. They were always clicking. Wow. They were clicking on the ads.
Wow! We have the funds, everyone!
We've got the funds. We're not under, we're above.
Yes.
Steve, does this mean that I get a paycheck now?
Maxie, you weren't getting paid before this?
It was always a little bit late by many years.
Yikes.
Susan, you owe this woman a lot of back pay. And furthermore, it's our friends who stole the cube and found out where all that money was. So, you know, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Maxie. So, you know, effectively, Maxie saved the magazine.
Papa, she said it was sick children.
Maxie brought us the funds! Everybody clap!
Yay, I did it!
Maxie, you get to keep your office. In fact, you can get the suite at the end of the room.
Oh, that's too much space for my figurines.
Suite at the end of the room?
At the end of the room? Just right over there, just a little corner?
Okay. I think my hands are the cube.
I don't know where my hands are.
We have to get back on the ship.
Yeah, we can't put it down.
We can't put it down. It's too good. It's too hot.
Yeah, is it physically hot or is it like hot like cool?
Oh, good question.
Both.
Okay, guys, seriously, I called Bargie. She's waiting out in the parking lot. We gotta go.
We're not gonna put it down, Fleck.
Some hot goss.
Wait, what's a hot goss?
Wow. Whoa. Wait.
Have you really been hearing me all?
Like, in your head this entire time?
Yeah. I've told you guys that so many times. That's not gossip. That's just a thing that happened.
Yeah, I don't want this in our lives anymore.
Yeah, some gossip is just sort of sad facts.
Option C, I refuse to hear this or believe that it's happening.
So I'm meeting Max?
I don't know, C-53. You know, they say you should never meet your heroes. I guess I went there looking for this great advice, some guidance in my journey. But, you know, Maxie is kind of a mess. She's all over the place. She doesn't speak very well. She works in this tiny little closet, basically. None of her coworkers respect her. Her confidence was so low, she didn't even realize she had the power to save the magazine. You know?
Is Blair talking about himself?
I'm talking about Maxie.
Well, it's just because, you know, the lack of confidence, not believing in yourself.
Maxie. She's also just obsessed with, like, all the stuff in her office, like these clowns, these ancient objects that she keeps around because she thinks they have some sort of significance.
You're talking about your stuff?
Yeah, the one that's in your hand
You mean, like, the stuff? Like you've literally been just on about all the time.
You're always talking about the stuff.
No, the stuff is different than that stuff. I mean, that stuff is stuff. Wait a second. You're right. Maxie was somehow giving me the advice I needed to save the galaxy, to believe in myself. I don't know how she did it. She's a genius.
Yes, sir, he's definitely not talking about himself.
No, he doesn't even know how to put in coordinates.
Oh, what a burn.
So you guys didn't go to the hospital?
Oh, wow, Rumit's still here.
Oh.
I want to say something.
Oh, okay, cool. Bargie.
I sold my script.
Hey, congratulations.
Really? Told you it was good?
Lady and Jade?
For Shirk 5.
Okay. Yes.
They like my angle. I mean, the notes were good. They said that no donkey shouldn't take their own life in the first page.
Yeah, it's completely...
They didn't understand what having a plek look meant.
Yeah, okay.
Menacing twinkle, and they didn't get that. Instead, donkey is going to be going into high school as a hot, sexy college freshman.
The donkey's getting younger in the sequel.
And Dunky is a hot college freshman in high school?
Yeah, what does this have to do with Shirk?
I don't care if it's a reboot. I'm just happy to get back into the Dunkyverse.
IT5, credits and attributions droid commencing outro protocol. Plek Deck Setter was played by Alden Ford. C-53 was played by Jeremy Bent. Captain Dar was played by Ellie Kokesh. Barty to the Ship, Susan Day, and Borkin were played by Mujan Zulfagari. Teen Mom and Rapunzeloy, Stevie Edgay, and Borkin were played by Seth Lind. AJ was played by Winston Knoll. Maxie Wiggs was played by special guest Lauren Lapkus. Lauren has appeared on many TV shows, including Orange is the New Black, Crashing, and her own episode of the Netflix sketch comedy series, The Characters. On her long-running podcast with special guest Lauren Lapkus, each guest is the host of their own podcast, and Lauren appears as a character on their show. She also co-hosts the podcast Newcomers with Nicole Byer, in which they watch all the Star Wars movies and shows for the first time. Lauren releases even more exclusive podcast episodes and videos on Patreon. Follow her on Twitter and Instagram at Lauren Lapkus. This episode was edited by Seth Lind, with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Theme music composed by Brendan Ryan and performed by famous Macedonian Symphonic Orchestra, with additional performance by the Chime Street Brass Quintet. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Bargerian Jade by Eric Goyes. Audio hosting by Simplecast. Mission to Zix is a proud member of the Maximum Fun Network. The Max Fun Drive is on! Thank you for everyone joining up to support the show. Become one of them at MaximumFun.org/join.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.
Like your fancy stick.
That's different.
And aren't you just literally talking about the stuff?
Like, you talk about that a lot.
Oh, yeah, you're always talking about the stuff now.
Well, the stuff is different than that.
Also,
stuff.
Don't you...
I mean, that is stuff it? Is
don't
stuff.
Don't you tend to, like, give yourself a different name, you know? Like, you give yourself nicknames, right? No one?
That's a bit of a stretch, Bart. I think that's...
Nicknames? Now you're talking about you.
What are you talking about? Anyway, old Huckleby is going to sleep.
Going to sleep.